What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Lonnie Latte, and I'm here with another hot topic of change your life and change your relationships. Now, I am a relationship coach and I'm a certified life coach. So this one is going to be about life and relationships. So have you been in a situation where, you know, you feel like everything is the same, like you're not getting out of your situation, you're in a rut, you keep going through the same things every day, you've been at the bottom, you lost your job, you lost your mate, you may have lost your kids, your parents, your family, friends, may have lost a best friend or something due to bad relationships or just handling your life wrong, and people don't want to hear all the victim stuff anymore. That, you know, every time you turn around, you're like the victim. Someone did something to you, something bad happened to you, and, you know, the focus is all on you. Well, you got to change your perception in life and change how you think about things and be more positive. And we're going to talk about that today and how to get some goals and change your life and change your relationships. Okay, so get a pen and paper out and like and share this video and come right back. Okay, well, thanks for coming back. All right, so we're about to get right back into it. And let me tell you this. One time I had a situation where I got laid off from my job. I ended up living in hotels. It was just bad. You know, sometimes living in my car, it was a bad situation. But now I've gotten myself out of it. I've got a place to live. I have a car. I have income. And I had to change my perception and do what was best for me. Do what was best for Lonnie. Because when you think about everybody else, you know, of course, you got to take care of your kids. But you have to take care of yourself so you can take care of your kids. Make sure they're taken care of, but take care of yourself as well. And first and foremost, because if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of your kids. If you have no income, no place to stay, no car, how can you take care of your kids? So you got to get to a place where who do you need to get in touch with to help you with your kids or your situation? Like, who can actually put you in the right direction? Is it the state? Can they give you some information on jobs or aid to help you so you can get on your feet? Or do you need to go take a business class? Or do you need to get more training for your job so you can get better at your job or get a new job or go into a different industry? You need to change your perception of I'm stuck in the same situation. I have to keep doing the same thing every day to I can make a new me. I can make a difference. I can be different. I can do the things I want to do in life. I can make the income I want to make. I can have my kids and have them healthy and happy and be able to provide for them. I can have a home. I can have a car. I can do what I need to do, and I can have the things that other people have. I can have the mate that I want to have. I can have the body that I want to have, but I have to put in the work and I have to give myself time to actually let this manifest. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have to be consistent and persistent to make sure that the change comes through, right? You have to give it time to manifest. So you're going to have to get some goals, okay? Get some goals and say, all right, these are my goals that are in front of me. Like the goals I was just telling you about, you know, the job, the income, the housing, the having a better family atmosphere, having your kids, better relationships. Did I say car, place to live, all that stuff, income. A job or a business or aid or whatever you're doing until you get to where you need to be. Can you get grants? Can you get a loan or something to get where you need to be? I'm not saying go out and get a bunch of loans and get into credit debt. If you can't handle loans, you can't handle credit, don't get it. But talk to a credit person about how you should get a credit card, how that's going to help your credit, or how you can manifest your having better credit on your credit report and things like that. So you can get things like a car, an apartment, a house, things like that. So set some goals and say, you know what? These are my goals for my mind, my body, my soul. You know those three, mind, body, and soul. And then your relationships and family and finances. Those are like the things that I usually look at when I'm looking at making goals. I look at goals in all those areas and even spirituality. And then I say, okay, what are my goals? And then I check them weekly. Like, okay, am I meeting like where I need to be in as far as my mind? Is my mind healthy? Do I need to talk to a counselor, or do I need to talk to a therapist, a friend that can help me and that is not mind me loading? Because you load that stuff, all that victim stuff and all that stuff, that goes to your therapist. You shouldn't be loading all your bad stuff on your friend, because it's going to wear them down. Eventually, they're not going to talk to you because you always got something bad to say. So when you go to your friends, you know, try to see how they're doing, how's their day, and then you can talk about the great things happening and maybe one or two things that maybe didn't go well in your life. But you don't want to load all your problems, I don't know what to do, my life is terrible, on your friend, and then they're worried about you the whole time, and then they didn't want to speak to you because you just sound like a victim, like a sad sack all day. Like, you now, even with relationships too, because if you got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, like let's say if you have a boyfriend, you have to know the difference between being a damsel and being a victim. Sometimes women play the damsel, like, oh baby, I need help, you know, going to the store, I want to go pick up some items, can you go with me, maybe drive so we can have a good time, we can drive your car because I like your car better, you know, stuff like that. But when you're a victim, it's like, oh my God, my life is terrible, I need to borrow $500, I need to stay with you, I need to, you know, this and that, I need this and this and that. You know, if you're always needy and needing things, then it's going to wear on the relationship. So I'm not saying you can't have a relationship if you don't have good income or a place to stay and things like that. I'm just saying be able to take care of yourself at some point so that you're not being a burden on the relationship. Try to get some of this stuff while you're in your single phase so that when you get in a relationship, you're not being a victim rather than just a damsel that he wants to help, you know, because guys like being the hero, and sometimes they will pick you up if you have been victimized, you know, you've been in a bad relationship, lost your job, and you're down on your luck, someone will help you. But people are so selfish these days, it's hard to find that person that says, you know what, I'm going to help this girl out, I'm going to help this man out, you know. So try to get yourself together. That's what that single phase is for, you know. All right, right now we're about to get into a song, and this is Tez with Hypnotize, and we'll be right back with our topic. Shorty got me hypnotized. Shorty got me hypnotized. Shorty got me hypnotized. It's so hard to get you off my mind. It's so hard to get you off. It's so hard to get you off my mind. Maybe we can get together. Sometimes. Shit, I'm tryna get you wet while I'm still in my prime. I could be the bat, you could be the pound. Just let me cook a rick, I won't do no wrong. Unless we hit the bed, I'm taking off your thong. First we make the bed go boom, boom, boom. You never met a nigga like me before. The way you move that body, I can't ignore. You look like you wanna try me, I can feel your aura. I'm tryna push your buttons, I can turn you on. With some candles, let me burn you one. I don't really give a fuss, do it on the furnace. Shawty got me hypnotized. Shawty got me hypnotized. Shawty got me hypnotized. That's my song. All right, we're back. We're back. We're back. We're back with our topic of change your life and relationships. Okay, so the last thing I want to say is maybe journal. Make sure that you sit down at least once a week and journal. If you can do it daily, that's great. But how is your eating? How are you drinking enough water? Are you getting out and going to the gym every day, at least 30 minutes? Are you or working out in your living room with a videotape? Something more rigorous than just doing jumping jacks, you know, and saying that you worked out, or running in place and saying that you worked out. Did you work out with a videotape? Did you go to the workout center and get on the elliptical or the treadmill and do the cardio and then tone? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you not eating fattening food? Make sure you're not eating a lot of fattening food. And then what are you doing for your mind? So that's your body. Your soul is kind of like your relationship. And then are you going to church? Are you getting any of things in your life, like books or talking to a relationship or life coach so you can improve your life, your spirit, and things like that? Are you improving your mind, getting health, talking to a therapist and stuff like that? Are you actually entertaining good people in your life and not bad people, not negative people. Like, if you've been dealing with a bunch of negative people that just bring you down and just keep you depressed, get some more positive people in your life. That could be meeting somebody at a store, meeting somebody online and opening a conversation. How are you? In their messenger, what's up? I see your post. They're very positive. Wanted to get to know you. I'm in the area or whatever. Let's have coffee. You know, you'll be surprised at how many people actually want to build a relationship. It's just a friendship, you know. So get some positive people around you. Talk to some positive people. Start looking at positive things, influencers, motivational speakers like myself, life coaches like myself, relationship coaches like myself, counselors and stuff like that that can help you at your school. And if, you know, maybe talk to people that are in a positive circle at your job, get with some business organizations to help you with your business, that you could, you could probably meet people in those classes, those business classes or those training classes, people that have things in common with you. So get positive people around you, get rid of those negative naysayers. I mean, if they're family members, you got to deal with them, you know, just try to get off the phone when it starts going negative. When they start going bad, you know, just get off the phone, come back when they're more positive. Because some people, they're just having a bad time in their situation. You don't know what they're going through. So then they're spewing off, being a victim and taking it out on you. So you can't be the on the end of that, taking all that evil and that bad attitude. And you have to just change your attitude about things. If you're going to change, you have to change your attitude to a positive one. I can change. I can have that job. I can have that income. I can have that house. I can have that dream car. But it's going to be a process. It may look like renting for a minute. It may look like a hotel for a minute. It may look like being a roommate for a minute until you save up to get a house, or if you fix your credit to get a apartment or a house or something like that, or a car. It just looks like that. Or until you get your kids or your get back with your parents, you have to get to this place where you can actually take care of yourself. I'm sure they're going to be there and talk and stuff like that, but you spend more time with people when you can afford to go out with them sometimes, or go over there and be able to pay for your own food sometimes. You spend more time together. It's just a matter of fact that, you know, because I've been through it, and you don't spend a lot of time with people when you don't have the money or gas money to even get over there. So start getting these things in place so you could have more time with your family, have more, you know, because people think like, oh, well, if you don't have a job, if you have your own business, well, you have more time to spend with your family. And if you don't have money, you don't have money to spend with your family. So if it, you're not good at running a business, work, go back and get a job. So, all right, my time is up, but I just wanted to say these are some things and how you can change your life, but you can do it. You have it in you. You've done it before. You've been there. You've been excellent. Maybe it was in high school. Maybe you got good grades. Maybe you did good on a team. Maybe you excelled or achieved something in your life that made you proud. Think of that moment. What did you do? What consistency did you have? What endurance did you have? What discipline did you have to make sure you didn't make excuses for why not to do it, but make excuses for why you should do it? You know, stay in the game, get to your goals, put your goals down and make sure that you don't have any obstacles in your way that's going to keep you from getting to that goal. If there's an obstacle, think of something that's going to help you get over that obstacle. Like if you need to go work out and your car is down, is there somebody you can buddy up with so that you can still get to your workout? All right. So, all right, that's my time. Thank you. Please like and share this podcast. This is Lonnie Latte. Please also check out my website at www.lonnielatte.com. Also, I have a comedy audio on there that you can purchase. It's only $6, so check it out. It's nice. I want you to hear it. So check it out, www.lonnielatte.com. Like and share this video. Also, Lonnie Latte on all social media except Funny Lonnie Latte on IG. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day. This is Lonnie Latte. And remember, attitude is everything and love is what you make it.